This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Superintendent Kate McLaughlin from the South Umpqua School District in and word out a few days ago that the district is presenting voters with a $20.9 million bond levy in the May primary election. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So what is the plan here? What is a part of this proposal? If it's approved, what are you going to be able to do?
Well, primarily we're looking at replacing Canyonville Elementary School. It's a K-8 school. The building is fast approaching 100 years old, and continuing to put money into that for upgrades and renovations is becoming quite a stress. So looking at replacing Canyonville School, and also the two remaining security projects for our other elementary schools at Tri-City and Myrtle Creek to provide secure vestibule entries.
So what does that mean? I'm not sure specifically what the entry point is, but I know that's kind of a big concern the last few years for obvious reasons.
Sure. When the schools were built, it wasn't a concern, but times have changed, obviously. So secure vestibule entries provide a set of double doors with safety glass. It allows us to monitor who enters the building and stop people that we don't want coming in or even trap an intruder if necessary.
A lot of schools in the county were kind of built with, I don't even know what the term used to be, but a real open system, which meant you could basically walk onto the campus and walk into just about any room instantly, which is definitely a concern now.
Absolutely. I remember going to school when I was a kiddo in California, and all of the campuses were wide open. And I think you find that in especially the warmer climates where we have down here, a lot of that open campus feel, which is wonderful, but not necessarily safe and secure.
So what went into putting this plan together?
Well, we started with a 2019 facilities plan where we had folks come in and really go through each and every building and facility that the district owned and provide us with the layout of what repairs needed to happen, what issues those building had. So it could be everything from infrastructure, plumbing, electrical, seismic concerns, and we went from there. So a facilities committee was formed that included community members. And we poured through that plan and tried to prioritize the most needed projects for the district.
Now, you mentioned Canyonville School and wanting to basically start over there. And in the release, you kind of addressed sort of the safety issues from its current location.
Right. It's right off of I-5. And even in the past, they've had incidents where there would be an accident up on the highway, possibly a chemical spill that they would have to evacuate the building. The noise is pretty significant at that school from the freeway as well. But we also have folks that walk on the freeway and can walk right on down to the campus. So we would like to move that school further away from the freeway.
So do you already have a location in mind?
We do. The district already owns a beautiful piece of property in Canyonville off of Alder Lane. It was once upon a time the original primary site for the school in Canyonville.
And what would you do with the current space where Canyonville School is then?
Well, that would remain. The building itself, the main building at Canyonville, is an historic building and well-loved by the community members. In fact, we just gave it a little facelift this summer. It needed some paint and fresh windows. But the building itself would remain.
Now, the total cost of all these things you've put together, what does that map out to?
The total cost of all of the projects is $24.9 million. However, we were able to secure a $4 million matching grant from the state. So the voters, the measure being put forth to voters is only $20.9
million. And for the average property owner in the district, then what would be the financial impact for them?
Sure. So if we're looking at the assessed value of a property in the district, for example, a property that's assessed at $200,000, the rate is $1.15 per $1,000 of assessed value, which would come out to less than $20 per month.
And I know over the years, South Umpqua and other districts with varying results have been trying to kind of go back and deal with these older buildings and all these issues that we seem to have in Douglas County. How does this compare with the other proposals in your district from past years?
This is significantly less. I think in the past, the district tried to do multiple projects at once, which just made it untenable for a lot of the patrons in our district. So we've really tried to isolate the most important projects and the most needed safety projects to keep the cost as low as possible to the voters.
So as you were working on this, what kind of reaction are you hearing so far when you talk to people in the community?
Well, we have a lot of community support, which is very exciting. I think that our community has recognized that we have tried to tackle as many projects as possible through state grants, federal grants, and keep the cost away from them as much as possible. The district has also invested a pretty significant amount of capital funds into projects throughout the last few years. So moving forward, this is a much more reasonable bond.
For these older buildings, I mean, do you feel like you're just putting Band-Aids on things sometimes?
Yes, absolutely. The cost of upgrading and renovating some of the older buildings, and you can, in some situations, they're not even eligible for some of the state and federal grants because of their age. So you have accessibility issues that you can never really address. And then you put all this money into a building that still may not be seismically sound, and it still is not state of the art. It's just a continuing process of putting money into renovations.
And by example, I mean, Canyonville School, 1939, you think about all the things that have changed then. There, oddly enough, was not the internet back then and all the things that go with that. HVAC was done very differently. I mean, a lot of things there that be real curious to see how many projects along, you know, the way over the years have been done there.
Yeah, I couldn't, the list would be too long, and the rest of the list of things we still need to do is quite long. So, and you know, again, we could do all of those projects and we still would not have a state-of-the-art building.
Wow. So what's ahead here in terms of communication with taxpayers in the district in the next few weeks as we get ready for the election?
Well, from the district, you'll start seeing more and more information coming out, factual information about what projects have been tackled by the district already, as well as what the bond would cover, and just really a peek inside of the buildings through videos and through information.
And if people want to find out more, do you have some of that up on social media already?
We do. There are, through our district Facebook page, social media page, we have quite a few videos loaded there. And I believe there are more that will be coming out soon, as well as brochures.
All right, Superintendent Kate McLaughlin of the South Umpqua School District, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
8:39 on the Morning Report.